Welcome to Out Now Podcast that amplifies the voices and topics which help us think of situations differently.
We are your hosts, Tanya and Janine. We believe that together we can make a difference by discussing important and even fun topics of our time.
Out Now Podcast delves into the stories and experiences of individuals who have faced tough times. We uncover the hidden narratives in difficult topics.
Through this podcast, we strive not only to inform, but also to empower our listeners. Together, we can raise awareness and spark meaningful dialogue.
We believe that everyone has a role to play in shaping the world we live in. So join us as we oust now. Hey, Ousters.
Hey, everyone. Are you ready for the holidays? Are you ready for the holidays?
I don't know. The way the math been mathing lately, I don't know, girl. Like,
Yep. Thanksgiving is right around the corner, but by the time you hear this episode, Thanksgiving would have passed, and we might be moving into Christmas, but we thought this would be a perfect time to talk about what we're thankful for as we close out 2023. And I feel like 2023 was pretty eventful, and we were just thinking, as we close out to out 2023, what are we thankful for? Because it's been eventful. We've had some moments. And this would be a good time to take stock of the things that we're thankful for, because sometimes life is hard and we have to be grateful for even the smallest thing, because even that smallest thing can make a difference.
I definitely had some unexpected, some kind of shocking moments in 2023. It's definitely been 2023.
I would just put it out there. We've had some shitty ass moments this year. Girl. Let me just be very frank.
I'm thankful it wasn't like 2022, but 2020.
Girls, are we thankful? Are we more thankful it wasn't 2020?
Girl! If I do say so myself.
Yep. And I think like we started off the year pretty, I don't know, it seemed pretty easygoing. And then it just seemed like things started to kind of ramp up. Like, I know towards the beginning of spring, like, and we were talking about a potential move. So I know for us, like, that was causing a lot of stress, which ended up not working out. Thank God. So I'm thankful for that. I'm happy that that move didn't happen for various reasons. Because we were talking about moving to another state and, you know, fast forward 6 months, how things ended up looking, it was like, oh, thank God that didn't work, because we would have been fucked, you know?
You're so right. You know what? I didn't even think about that. So you could definitely be thankful for that, right? Thankful that it didn't work out, right? Because you
without a paddle.
Really? Like, what the? Yeah, wait a minute. Girl, I didn't even think about that. I do remember Girl. That.
Whew. Right? So that's something that I feel very, very thankful for, because even though in like the long run, like we're kind of feeling some effects of, you know, of some things tied to that, it is really a blessing that I'm thankful for, that we didn't just pack up and uproot, all of us. Move to a different state and I'll just say to be unemployed basically. 6 months later.
Right. To be disappointed. Oh, shit. Like, oh wow. Yeah. The hell. And then you undid all of the things to readjust and girl, that would have been
I'm super thankful for that. I'm like, ooh. Oh, well, that was a blessing in disguise. And even though we were looking at the time, like, what is all this crap? It just worked out exactly how it was supposed to be. Yep. What about on your end? Can you think of anything that seems like, you know, like, man, this shit sucks. But when you're like, oh man, this is a real blessing.
Girl, all the time. Because if you remember the beginning of 2023, I had just been moved. Remember? Right? At work, I had just been moved and I was kind of like, oh, this sucks.
That was a year.
But
holy shit.
Yeah. That was the very beginning of the year. If you remember, it was right around my birthday.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, remember? Well, you know, I moved, I changed locations with work and I was kind of like, you know, this kind of is a little. Kind of sucks. It's kind of unfair, but I wind up with a group of some really, you know, dope people that have been really, really kind of helped me and encouraged me and even helped me get, you know, in a better position.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
So, you know, what I thought, and, you know, I've said this before, you know, that God will kind of take what one person intended for evil or to hurt you or harm you, and he'll turn it around and use that thing to benefit you. So even though I guess initially I was kind of looking at it like, wow, they really falling for this okie doke. But look, I'm happy y'all fell for the okie doke because I feel like I'm in a better space, you know? I just started working in the office. I have my own little office space. And I'm training for one of the positions that I was kind of interested in.
A whole new one. A whole new one.
A whole new one. A whole new one with more money. Girl.
Yeah.
Thanks. And I also, when we get a minute, when we're not on the air, I'll tell you about the other situation too. But like I said, you know, doors will open up. That kind of worked out. And then not to mention some other doors have been opening, which I'm, you know, I have no complaints. I'm just very, 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 very thankful. So I'm definitely, like I said, I'm excited about that. I have got some closure on things. I don't know if I'm definitely thankful for that. Having that closure and kind of clearing the air, because I do tend in most situations, and maybe that is something that I really have to do better with, but I will ghost somebody, girl. I will disappear. I will stop talking and I won't even give no reason, no justification. I'm just out. That's it. This is feeling uncomfortable. This is not. And maybe I shouldn't have said ghost because maybe that kind of comes off a little bit wrong. But
I think there are some instances where it's like, oh no. You need to ghost this person. Because it's not like, yeah, I do believe, yeah. Like, but not often, but I think that there's times where you just have to be like, no. Yes. Yes.
I'm out. Okay. So I definitely find myself doing that. I actually have done that all my darn life. Like,
You know, if I feel uncomfortable, if someone has put me in a situation that I'm not really cool with, or if someone disappoints me or kind of hurts my feelings, sometimes I won't even say anything. I'll just be like, oh, okay, that's it? Okay, well, Janine, who? Mm-hmm. Like, out, gone. Like, so I will disappear on somebody in a quick hot fuck freaking second. And sometimes that is not a good thing. Sometimes that's a bad thing. Like, sometimes you really need to say how it is that you feel.
I mean, sometimes it is that ghosting stuff is a trauma response. No offense. Like, sometimes it is a trauma response. But I do, I think that there are times, and I think with this particular person, I think it was warranted. Sometimes you just have to, because of your own peace of mind, for your own self-preservation. Sometimes you have to. I think there's other times where it's not okay, and you have to really take stock and think, well, if... No, not even that. Like, how serious is this? Like, is this... How serious is this? If I look back on this 5 years from now, am I going to regret not speaking to this person? I think those are some of the conversations you need to have. But I think for some people, you just have to... You just got to fucking send a message. Sorry. There's no other way to say it, but that's real.
I definitely felt like in some situations that's a good thing, in some situations it's not. And I feel like I have to do better at just saying, you know what, this is what I feel. And if I'm wrong, so be it. But this is what I feel, this is what I think, or just sometimes this is what I'm expecting. And if these things are not, you know, on board with whatever it is or whatever direction you're headed, then that's fine. Right? Like, that's cool. But
so, like,
let me jump off now. Let me bail now.
So are you saying, is it fair to say that in this year, you've been better at setting boundaries, not with a lot of folks, right? Setting boundaries of what we're going to do, what we're not going to do. And this is how it's going to be, because that's what I say. Is it fair to say that?
It would be fair. And I told you the injury really solidified a lot of stuff.
Can you talk about what the injury was? Because it's directly related to why we took our break. And now that we're back on it, why not just tell them? And you don't have to go full on into details, but just a little snip.
Girl, I lost the fight.
With what? Girl. What were you fighting with that you lost?
Girl, and it wasn't even moving. That's the pain. It was stationary.
Okay, can I say it but make it funny? Okay.
I'm gonna tell it. So, girl, my next home will be ranch, because I went down them damn stairs and I don't even honestly, like, I really don't even remember how I got to the bottom of the stairs. I just know I was at the bottom of the stairs. And I couldn't get up. And I was like, damn,
Janine versus the stairs. The stairs won.
I was disoriented. Girl, I lost that shit. And it was ugly. Girl, it was so ugly. It was brutal. I'm trying to tell you. But I was like, dang, I can't get up. And I was like, I don't know why I couldn't get up. And I was still kind of disoriented. I wasn't in any pain. I was just trying to figure it out, you know? Girl, and then I looked down at my damn foot, and that shit was just dangling. I was like,
well, that ain't right.
I don't know. I was like, yeah, this is like some shit out of Saw. Like, what the hell? Like, is my foot dangling? It was dangling. And the bone was sticking out. Again, I was not in any pain at that point. I was just really disoriented. I was really just trying to figure out, damn, did this really happen? I think I was like in a little bit of denial too. Like, damn, that shit. I think that's my bone sticking out my leg right now. But I.
How about that?
Yeah, that's what that is. Right? Yeah, okay. That's definitely, that's different. That's new for me. So I knew that my youngest wouldn't know what to do. And I didn't want to, I was trying not to pass out. I was literally, because I was very lightheaded and I was really foggy, kind of, sort of. And I was just looking at the bones just sticking there. And I was like, okay, well, that doesn't go. So I'm going to fix that. And I just went for it. And I just kind of pushed it back in to make it make sense to me, because it wasn't making sense. And my foot was still kind of dangling, but it wasn't as bad. And I still cannot even tell you how I did it, but I remember holding my leg up and kind of getting to the door, because I really wanted to catch my ex-husband before he left, because he was just picking up the kids. He was just literally picking up the kids. And I was like, oh my. I have to keep it together to get some help. And I just kind of had to talk myself through it and talk to God while I was going through it. I was like, God, you got to help me stay awake, because I know if I pass out, I'm not going to be able to get any help. I'm not going to be able to get any help. And my poor little kid, he's not going to know what to do. I'm pretty sure he would know how to call like 911 and all of that kind of good stuff. But I definitely teach them that, you know, but I was just like, I got to get help. I got to get help while help is here. And again, I didn't feel any pain just yet. But girl, once I think I got that door open and I was kind of like holding that leg up, I was like, oh.
It's because all the blood went to that area. And it was like, oh, wait a minute.
Girl, I mean, really, really excruciating. I was like,
yeah, I'm glad he was still there, though. It was like, oh, thank God.
He was still there. And then my neighbor, I don't know if I told you, but I did see my neighbor.
That
helped me.
After?
I saw her the other day. Yeah, she was jogging. She was like, yeah, I'm kind of new to the neighborhood. And she's like, I really don't know anybody. And I was like, oh, that explains it. Because remember, I kept saying, like, I've never seen this lady ever before. But then I chalked it up to
the antisocial
fact that I'm so introverted. Right, I'm antisocial. Like, I just want to pay my bills and mind my business, and you pay your bills and mind your business, and we'd be good. Now, sometimes we can meet up every so often and say, hey, how you doing? That kind of thing. But other than that, no, I'm good. I'm straight. It's not needed. It's not necessary. But I really have, girl, and that's the other thing I meant to tell you. Look, check this out. Cannot make it up. Since the injury, right, I've had neighbors that I really don't even know, like that I don't regularly conversate with, hey, bye type of thing, but they have really been like, hey, you know, you need anything, hey, I cooked, I'm gonna bring it over, you know, hey, you know, are you home, I want to send my kid over there if you don't mind watching my kid for a little while. So I actually built relationships being stuck in the house.
No, that's a good
Isn't
thing
that crazy?
I mean, that's like a good thing, right? It's crazy but good, but crazy good. Yeah.
Right. And I'm like, dang, I can't believe me, the most introverted person. Like, I'm forced to be introverted, right? I'm forced to be antisocial because I can't go anywhere and I really can't do anything. And I've established some relationships that I really didn't even know. Oh, you know what? That was so dope. I'm so thankful that they did that. Oh, that was really kind. And like I said, I saw her jogging the other day and she was like, yeah, I'm new to the neighborhood. I haven't been here that long. And I just kept thanking her because when it was taking place, she just came jogging up. Like, I'm screaming for dear life. And I'm not even going front. I can't lie, sis. I think we talked about this, right? Like, I think if I heard somebody crying for dear life, right? Like, help me. Like, someone please help me. I don't know if I would have been that cheerful jogging up on them. You know what I'm
like,
saying?
Hey, she was jogging how's it going? Up real quiet,
enthusiastic, like, hey, okay, I got you. I'm a nurse. I'm going to help you. And she was just so chipper and calm. And I needed that so much in that moment. I was like, God, I know this is you.
You know what? That's real cool. Because even though, like, it was a very, like, I know, I couldn't be there for various reasons. And I will go into that in some detail, but not too much. But, like, even despite all of, like, that, like, because it was very, like, in the very first couple of, that very first week, it was like, oh, my God.
It was
bad. But then at the same time, like, I guess the flip side of it, because it took like 2 weeks before I was like, okay, I think she's going to be okay. Right. That was my internal dialogue, but that incident and like you breaking your ankle, it really did pave the way for you to build, like, even though you had to set boundaries and stuff like that on certain things, even still the community that maybe you didn't realize was there. Right?
I agree. And that's part of what I am thankful for is that, you know, I kind of, you know, I feel like God has a sense of humor, but, you know, I'm like, God, you know, you could have so taught me this lesson a different way. I think could we have done this with a different approach, but it's okay. Like it was definitely a moment where I had to sit down. Mm-hmm. I had like no other alternative but to actually sit down. And it's amazing what you can accomplish being still. The things that you see, how you're so much more aware. But that was only after the pain stopped. Because when that pain was hitting, I wasn't, we weren't thinking about anything other than pain. but once that kind of was gone and I got over that portion of it, I started to see things. I started to see people. I started to see myself. So it definitely gave me that moment. And it definitely made me, girl, unapologetic. Like I always used to be like, oh, I'm unapologetic. But no, no. Not this go around. This go around on everything I love, I'm going to put me first. And not on no disrespectful thing, but kind of like you were saying earlier, self-preservation. Because I promise you, no one's gonna look out for you and really come for you like you think they do. And that was the crazy thing. It was people that I really did not even expect, right? Like my ex-husband, you know, I don't know how she feels about
don't put her name just you know.
Like P, you know, like her, like she made sure I get my behind to work because I can't really drive right now. And no matter how many times I'd be like, hey, can I give you something? Can I buy you something? Can I put gas in your car? She's like, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to take nothing from you. She was like, because I know if I was in your situation, I would want somebody to come and help me. And so she's like, you know, I got you. You know, I've had some other, you know, friends of mine, you know, try to make sure that I got to my appointments and stuff like that. But for the most part, I really saw who's who. And it was the people that I really wasn't expecting to rock out that was like so bomb. And then it was the other ones that I would have thought. Right. Like, oh, okay. Disappointing, but thank you for letting me see it. You know, thank you for showing me who you are, what I'm dealing with. And like I said, I definitely opened up the door for communicating and actually saying how I feel. Hey, this is how I feel. And that's how I feel. Now, you can tell me how you feel. You can agree, not disagree, but this is how I feel and this is what I'm going to do because it's better for me. Even down to that conversation that I told you that I felt like, I don't know why, but I felt like, you know what, mm-hmm. I got to have this conversation.
Yeah, that's the funny thing.
You know,
bad situations that sometimes there's going to be good. You may not know it right away. And you won't, sometimes you will, but sometimes you won't know right away. Like, there's a bright side in anything. That's what I've learned as I've gotten older. In any situation that comes forth, no matter how hard, no matter how tragic it is, there is a positive in it that we don't always see in the moment. Maybe sometimes we do, but for the most part, we don't see it right then and there. But we do see it when you kind of reflect back to it. And it's like, oh my God, I now understand what this is about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's
No, that's okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, baby. That's what said. Mm-hmm. It was shortly after. It was like shortly after. I really wasn't ready to receive it right then because mm-hmm. that was around mm-hmm. the pain phase, right? When you're in pain, you know, you're just not thinking clearly because I was like in so much damn pain, right? But she comes up to me and I have my leg, you know, in the air because, you know, the leg had to be like not just elevated, but like elevated, right? So I have my leg just up in the air and I'm just laying there and I'm really kind of in my feelings. And like I said, you know, I'm in that painful kind of phase of it. And she comes and she sits next to me and she says, you know what, mommy, mm-hmm. everything happens for a reason. She was like, even this right here, God has a plan. We just don't know what it is. Where she looked at my leg and she looked at it real straight. Like, I don't get it either.
Well, all right. This shit was supposed to happen. However,
it's a reason. It's something for it. I don't know what it is. She looked at me like, poor thing, but it's all right. It's a plan. And I'm looking at her like, you know, in that moment, Kim will regurgitate your stuff back to you, right? Won't they? I have to be mindful of that a lot. I have to do better, as a matter of fact. But anyway, so I was just looking at her and I was looking at my leg and I was like, Lord, whatever this is.
Oh, I'm not seeing it right in this minute.
Because this right here is real brutal. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, like, it was broke in two different areas, but the most extensive damage, and this is what I found out on my last visit, was actually in the back part. And I don't know if you remember, but remember me telling you that the back part of my leg, like right there where the Achilles heel is, just because that's what I know it as. I don't know if that's like...
Yeah. I think, I don't know. Yeah. I think, but I don't know exactly. Yeah.
But right there, remember I told you it looked mm-hmm. like a crunched up piece of paper? It looked like someone just crumbled it. And sure enough, he said that's where the majority, it was a lot of damage there. He's like, it was pretty bad.
Yeah. And now you're in your boot though, yay.
And I'm looking at him like, no shit. Like, no shit. I know it was bad, bruh. I felt it. I was there. I saw it dangling.
This week you got the boot news. So that's like, oh yay, now you get to be in a boot and you get PT and stuff like that. So you'll be able to put some pressure eventually. You're getting closer to that point.
Eventually. I was about to say, not quite. They still got me on restriction. But I'm happy that mm-hmm. I will be gaining some independence. He did say it's got a long way to go. And he said that, you know, he said, you know, of course, mm-hmm. positive and negative with anything, you know. But I did recently get a boot. And it is more comfortable because I don't have to sleep in it at night. I still have to prop my leg up as, you know, as usual, but it's a whole lot more comfortable because now when I'm at home and I'm propping it up, I don't have that big, heavy thing on that, you know, on mm-hmm. the end of my leg.
Because it's pretty big and clunky. Yeah.
Because it's pretty big. It's pretty uncomfortable. And so it is a lot better. And I cannot wait. I'm going to be honest. You already know what I'm waiting on. Like,
can I get some weight on this? Can I be weight bearing? Yes, please, please. But you're close, right? I mean, about 2 weeks.
So I'm close. Mm-hmm. I really am. So I'm gonna have to do, you know, my physical therapy, all that kind of good stuff.
I'm excited for you.
Again, maybe I'll have a really cute physical therapist and he'll be single or something.
Maybe.
You know, who knows? Everything happens for a reason.
Maybe. So now you guys know.
You're like, oh my. Me up.
So now you guys know the, like, we really need the break, but this is really why we took the break, because, like, I'm very, and this is something I always try to relay, like, no matter how much we want this to be successful, I would not at our own expense is my, you know, that's always been like my frame of mind. I was like, we're not going to like sacrifice ourselves. And no matter how hard we want this to be, we don't have to sacrifice ourselves, our time and our time with our kids and families to make it successful. It will work because it's supposed to. And that's really why we took this break, even though we were both kind of like, oh, this is the time we need to be pushing forward. We were both like, no. You need to heal. And if we have to take it, then we have to take it. And hey, here we are. But now you guys have a better understanding on why we took that 4 week break, because there's a time to heal. And that was the time for Janine, because she needed it. Yeah. Yeah. So now I hope you guys have a better understanding on why it was necessary. And we really do thank you for kind of swinging back with us to pick up where we kind of left off. Yeah. But we're happy. She's kind of back getting mobile, close to it. I know that's a really big thing, just being able to be mobile again when you haven't. And you've been so, like, if it's okay for me to say, it's like you've been pretty dependent on having to rely on other people to help with things. And everyone, for the most part, who said they wouldn't come through, they came through, right, for the most part. But it's hard when you're an independent person and used to doing shit like, okay, I'm just getting it done, to feel fully comfortable relying on someone else. So I'm happy. Maybe, I don't know, maybe that was the, was that the lesson?
There was a few. No, I think it was right. Quite a few lessons. That was I'm really honest. I feel like I've learned.
Yeah, there was a few.
I've learned quite a bit.
there was a few.
I learned a lot. I think definitely,
yeah,
multiple lessons to be taken from it.
You know, at the time that this was all happening, we, like, in my household, like I've mentioned this before, and if you don't know, this is a good refresher, is that, you know, we record virtually because we don't live in the same state. And at the time that this was all happening, in my household, we had a very big major loss of income, and the primary income, the one that mattered,
the
right?
One that mattered.
Here go, cue the hysterical laughter. Yeah, so much so that, like, we couldn't even afford to, like, spend anything. You know, we were down to one vehicle. So, you know, being able to hop on the road and go to a whole nother state was, I mean, I won't say it's virtually impossible, but it was kind of impossible with the kids in school that we don't have bus for my youngest school. There's no bus option. So we're down basically in one car, like, okay, so how are my kids going to go back and forth to school if we only have one car? I can't just hop on the road, and I can't afford to get a rental, because guess what? We don't know when our next paycheck's coming. None of that. So it was hard for me to just kind of sit back and not being able to do anything. Like, the best I could do was, like, be there virtually. And even still, we're still kind of not out of the woods. Like, we were talking this week, and I was like, girl, like, financially, we're not out of the woods yet. And this is what, going on a month, maybe a little bit more, moving into 2 months. And, like, it's been really hard. But even despite that, like, it has been, like, I, even through this difficult time, like, I can see, like, I'm grateful because we have also had a lot of support. So, you know, Barbara, she's like, well, whenever, if you're running long groceries, you know, I'll just do a pickup and I'll pay for it. And then you just pick it up. you know, and like Q's sister, you know, she's been helping. That's why I was late today, because it was like, oh, am I going? Are you going? Because she's been kind of helping us with like groceries and stuff like that, and making sure that, you know, our basic needs are met, making sure we got food on the table. Because, yeah, we're not quite sure when the next paycheck is coming. And not to say like we're not moving towards a better place just yet, because, you know, now I was able to find a position that worked around schedule while still around school schedules, that now, you know, allows for my husband to still work his schedule, because he's the primary breadwinner. So he needs to really have the most, you know, he needs to be able to work late if need be and stuff like that. But it's been hard. But even still, I'm grateful for the amount of support that we've received, because I've got, you know, we haven't had to really buy groceries recently because we've gotten a lot of help from family. And then, of course, you know, people that I've been able to kind of talk about, like, yo, man, this, I'm really stressful. Of course, Barbara's been a big support. You know, I've talked to you about, like, and not always, because I'm like, you got your own shit and I don't want to, you know, but like, and we're okay. And what I think is even what I'm more grateful for is that I think, you know, now I've shared with you guys before that I'm a big proponent of therapy, but this year I graduated therapy, which I'm super grateful for. But had I not had that experience and learning how to, I don't know, how to help manage things healthily, whatever word that is, in a healthy way, I would have handled this situation completely different. So even though I was stressed and I'm still stressed about it, it's not, I'm handling it better. You know what I mean? If that makes sense. Yeah,
it absolutely makes sense.
Because I'm not like, you know, well, yeah, I'm stressing about it, but it's not like I'm obsessing, you know. You can stress, but you don't need to obsess about it. So I've been stressing, but not obsessing over it. And I think had this maybe happened, I don't know, a year ago, I probably would have obsessed over it versus just stressing and then, but rolling with it and moving towards wherever it is that we need to move towards. And I'm not being purposefully vague. You know, I'm trying to be as open and honest as I can, but at the same time, it's not just me. And I would never want to disrespect my husband and partner with knowing all the details of it. But this is a real thing, which is why I chose to share it. Because there's many people out there who are going through the same thing right now. Mm-hmm. And while we've been lucky, because we do have the surrounding support, I know there's people out there who may not. So I wanted to touch base on it because, yes, I this is what I'm supremely grateful for right now. Just know if anyone else is out there, if you're experiencing the same thing, like, you're not alone. And I know sometimes it's hard to, like, just grin and bear it, but you've got it. It will get better. Yeah. Yeah, but at least I didn't break anything. Not to make light of it.
Yeah, no toasters. No,
I'm like, girl, you didn't break no limbs. Oh, whew. That was tough.
Well, what I wanted to say was that even though you could not be physically present, you were still very, very much present. And so I do appreciate it. Because when you were talking about it, I was like, yeah, I get it. But,
but you were still so there. Bad, Janine. I can't even describe. Like, you know me. And you know me enough to say that if I could be there, I would. And the fact that I couldn't, like, it's really hard. And the fact that, like, we won't be spending Thanksgiving together this year, and I'm getting emotional because I'm like, oh, fuck. The fact that we won't be spending Thanksgiving this year, it's like, fuck. Like, that's supposed to be our new tradition, yeah?
Our thing, right? Right. That was definitely our new thing, right? We had been doing it for how long now?
It was 2 years. And even though we had that gap year because of fucking Rona. This year was going to be our third year. But we had our gap year because of Corona and shit like that. Fucking Rona. Yeah. That was supposed to be our thing. And I'm like, oh, this fucking sucks. Because now I got to work a fucking Black Friday.
What year was that we did the, remember we was all together?
That was 2019. And everything? That was 2019. That? Yes.
That was 2019? Oh, and then that was the, and then we missed the following year because of the Rona. And then, yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
We may have had two gap years. Well, we may have had two gap years because we didn't do 2020 and we didn't do 2021, but then we did 2022. Yeah, it was 2 years.
Oh, really?
Because, well, you know what happened? I think the kids were sick. Deuce was sick. It was something random because we were trying to do it for 2021 and it was like, girl, I don't feel safe. Deuce is sick. Oh, I don't want to get y'all sick. So we were still coming out of the Rona. Coming out the Rona year. Yep. But thank you for saying that because I really... I don't know. I just feel like really bad that we're not going to get to spend Thanksgiving together because that was our plan to be our thing.
Well, I definitely, we could probably still do Thanksgiving together, just not like together. Online? Like we just do it
what
like.
What the fuck is that? I'm trying to eat.
You know, we could just do it. Well, we could still cook together in the kitchen. Like, you cook, I cook, we chat while we cook. Like, it doesn't have to be anything major. You know, one time, I'm going to be honest with you, I had a girlfriend of mine. I think I shared that with you. I was really... And I think we talked about it on one of the episodes. I was really in a sucky place at one time. I was really in a sucky place. And... I think I remember sharing with you that I signed up. I was going to therapy. And I was still in a sucky place.
Sometimes you just therapy takes a while, y'all.
Still here. Still.
Hey, lady.
Well, I ain't got no homework. but anyway, that's beside the point. The point is, I was really in a sucky place and. My homegirl, we used to have a movie night, right? But because of her schedule, my schedule, and my other homegirl's schedule, we couldn't all be at everybody's house. Mm-hmm. Girl, that's exactly what we did. We did it right there online, kind of, sort of, so to speak. We all started the movie at the same time, right? I can't even make it up. Like, we all started the movie at the same time, and it was still, even when I started at the same time, it still seemed like it was kind of off a little bit. Like,
I fell asleep. I was like, man.
I can't hang. You're out. I'm like, are you going to sleep? I am. All right. Good night, sis. Good night. But we totally did it. So it was, you know, it's ways to do it. Just like we're far from each other now, but we do this podcast, and I really am thankful that we got the ball rolling again with the podcast. That was the other thing, because 2023, it's like, you know what? Let's do it. What are we waiting on now? It's like, I don't know, sis. But I'm with it. I'm here. I'm on board. Let's go.
Do you think?
You know, so...
Yeah, and that was one thing I was going to touch base on, because I'm like, even, I know we had been talking about it on and off, but had that, now we're not being purposefully vague, but there's things that we're not willing to share when it comes to our family as a whole, because we don't want to disrespect them, not disrespect for them, violate their privacy and stuff like that, because, you know, we have to protect our family, so... You know, there's a really big thing that happened, and that thing, to a degree, helped pave the way for us getting our shit together. Does that make sense? When it came to the podcast. I posted something to this morning, you know, Pastor T.D. Jakes, he said, you don't want to wake up in a nursing home one day. He said, you don't want to wake up. And I'm not saying exactly how he said it. He said, you don't want to wake up old in a nursing home and looking back and thinking or having regrets about things that you never did. And like that situation, I think really did make, I don't know, it made some really beautiful things happen despite the tragedy.
I felt that. I felt like it was shortly after that where it was like, yeah, let's get back to it. I had thought about it a lot. I even had some of our listeners from our first season reach out and be like, you know?
Well, here we go.
We out here dealing with life.
Life was life.
Life be, what is it? Life be life.
Shit.
Yeah. That situation right there. Y'all, that situation right there. And the crazy thing for me was, if you remember, I had already experienced prior to that the experience of losing my foster mother. Like, it was actually probably, was it almost not even a year? I don't even think it was a year.
It was the late part of 2022, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I definitely was like, you know, definitely looking around like, well,
it was like 6 months, right? Just like within 6 months, it was like, and then, right? Yeah, 6 months, 6 months, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. I know it wasn't really that. I know it wasn't really that far apart. And I was just like, wow. And it seemed like it was back to back, and it very well might have been because I had already had everything else going on.
Mm-hmm.
And then bam. And then I was kind of dealing with myself, right? Because I really wasn't in a good space prior to that. So I was like, yo, this shit is really hurting. Like, it's really hitting hard for me. Even the situation before that, I was so confused. Remember, I was even telling you, I was like, yo, this is really hitting hard for me. And this ain't even me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
To be so, remember, I was like, this ain't even me. Like, I can't put my finger on it. Like, I can't really understand. I can't really wrap my mind around why I'm so bothered by certain situations that probably I'll be like, okay.
Oh, there you go.
You know? Like, oh. Right? Good job. Thanks. All right. Bye-bye. Right? So I was so confused. And I remember even saying that to you. And you would try to kind of help me kind of rationalize it. You would kind of help me like, well, you know, Janine, maybe it's because yada, 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 yada. it was just funny because I just thought about the damn commercial, but I'm so sorry. But anyway, nonetheless, you was just like, you know, it's probably because of this or because of that, and so on and so forth. And in my mind, I was still trying to figure out, like, well, why am I struggling with this now? Because I'm so confused. Like, what is it?
A midlife crisis? Like, dude.
A midlife crisis? Like, what the hell is this? Because I don't really understand where this is coming from. And I remember so saying that like too many times, like, I don't understand. I don't know why I'm bothered. I am normally I'm unaffected. Or even if I am affected, I assure you, I just handle it a little differently. And I was feel like, yo, what the heck? Like, somebody's chiseling away at my little rock I created. I don't know what the hell is happening to me. Like, what the?
I think we should make this a topic. Do women go through a midlife crisis? Even though we're not at midlife, we are not there yet. But
we're not there yet, right? But I was like, someone is chiseling away at my ice. So who's doing this? Like, what's going on?
You
like,
I'm usually right. Go through a mini, and this is true. I've experienced it. Girls and women, because you're in that transitional phase. They say young women into adult women go through a mini midlife crisis, and it's somewhere in the early to mid 20s. I'm like, I can relate. So why wouldn't, you know, everyone talks about men going through midlife crisis. Why wouldn't women? And there's no set age, right? I mean,
okay. So
I don't know.
I just know I was like so freaking confused. I was like, yo, I am coming undone and I can't quite figure.
But don't you feel like now that you had the conversation that you needed to have, when you does it?
I think it was a number of things. I don't think it was just having a conversation with any particular person. I think it has been a learning experience.
Because you've had a few conversations, girl. You've had a few things.
Because, girl, I've had so many conversations. I've had quite a few things come up and kind of not really unravel, but let's say, what's a better way of saying unravel? Because I think unravel really seems like coming undone. So I don't want to say that, but I'll say peeling back layers. Mm. Right. So just peeling back layers and just kind of revealing this and revealing that a little at a time and actually being able to see it for what it was, like even my own. And I always felt like I was like that anyway, like where I take ownership of my own shit. Sometimes I even take ownership of other people's shit. I'd be like, no, you know what? This is me. But nah, sis, it ain't you. And you, I remember you used to tell me this, and I'd be like, no, this is me. This has to be me. Because, like,
I mean, you know, I'm just like,
and you would take it. You would take it. You would let me vent. You would let me do whatever it is that I was doing.
I hope, right? I wasn't too much of an asshole. I'm like, what are you doing?
You really wasn't. You really wasn't. I thought one time we was having this conversation, girl, you let my ass have it. And I was like, oh, you did. You so fucking did. I swear to God. I was like,
sorry.
No apologetic. Like, be unapologetic. Didn't I just say one of my lessons I learned? Unapologetic. Yo, let me have it. Because that's genuine, real, authentic.
Was I gentle?
Love and genuine concern. Because sometimes, no, you was not, shit. Girl. No.
I tried to like, be gentle.
Listen. I don't fucking mean anything by this, but listen.
Oh, damn. I must have been mad. Like,
no, you do mean something by it. Girl, you was mad. And I don't really know if you was mad at me because I couldn't figure it out, or if you was mad because I was hurt. Mm. And I do really believe that you was so accurate when you was like, you know what, Janine, it's not this. It's,
oh, I remember exactly where I was now. Okay. I was in Target parking lot. I was in Target. I was parked and I was like, oh, let me put this in park.
Enough of this shit.
You know what? I would say this. It was all of the above.
Sometimes you have
it,
to shit
I will
people.
Tell you, it was all of the above. And I think part of it, and this is something I address in therapy, because sometimes I see when things happen amongst us as children of dysfunctional parents, I can, like, when we were having that conversation, it, like, I was mad at the whole situation, but then I was also mad at our parents, because I'm like, look what the fuck you guys did. Look at this. Cause I didn't understand that sometimes when things happen, it triggers me. And then I get mad at our parents for like, look what you did. Like, look how you left us, like physically, but then theoretically when we were growing up, right? Because they weren't really, they were not there, period. So it was a combination. It was, yes, like, I don't want anyone to hurt you and I don't want you to be hurting. But then I think about how our parents hurt us and how that shows up in our lives. So it was kind of, it was, yeah, I must've been mad that day if I wasn't gentle with it. Cause I really try to be gentle.
Girl, you was not. And I wasn't even mad at it because you know what? I'm gonna be real with you. And I think that's something that you have noticed about me is that I respect it more when you just say how you feel. And I think I have always told that to you, like, hey, yo, just tell me how it is that you feel. Cause I definitely feel like we have established a relationship to where it's gonna be all right. Like, I feel like if it's something you need to know, I'm going to voice it. The only time that I'm gentle, in all honesty, T, when it comes to anything that I say to you, is when it has to deal with your spouse, if you ever pay attention. If it's just you, right? It's just you and me. It's our own personal shit. It's our own, like, parents. We're talking about our shit. It's a little different versus, like, if I'm talking about your spouse. That's different.
Yeah, because you have to,
I will.
You have to be careful with them.
Right. So I'm very mindful of that. And I'm respectful of that. And for a number of reasons, like, I don't have a spouse, like, I'm divorced. So like, what can I say? Like, girl, hey, I know my place, right? So I feel like I'm real funny about that. But like other stuff, I'm like, hey, it give it to me. However, because I'm going to give it to you, whatever it takes for you to see what you need to see.
No, I don't want to hurt you. Like, I guess I try to be gentle for the most part. And this is with everybody. Like, for me to be, I must have been really pissed that day. Like, I would have to really kind of let somebody have it and just, you know, not lose my shit. But I'd have to be really fucking pissed off.
You didn't really lose your shit, but you kind of was like, look.
I wasn't gentle, damn.
Like, look.
Uh-oh.
Like, I'm sorry. Like, in my mind, I'm like, well, you can stop apologizing.
Did I apologize 100 times after? Or before? Like, look.
Right. What? I'm sorry. Now, I'm sorry, but this is... You sorry, but that don't sound like an
apology. I just, you know, I don't know. You know why I try to be gentle?
But it didn't bother me.
It's because first of all, I love your ass, dummy. I don't want to hurt you. And I don't ever, because I feel like we've been hurt enough and I don't want the hurt ever to come from me. So I really try to be gentle in anything that I say. And that's, you know, yeah, that's why. Because I love your ass.
Well, I definitely love you back. Like, I have during this process, like you said earlier, I could tell that you wanted to be here and you even apologized. And I was like, why is she apologizing? Like, I get it. If don't nobody else get it, I get it.
Oh, thank you.
And that's genuine. Because a lot of times I've had to figure it out. And sometimes when you're trying to figure things out, you know, in all honesty, your household is what you have to maintain and figure out first. So I get it. Trust me. And like I said, I've seen a lot. I've seen a lot in other people, in myself. And I think I do have to do better at the antisocial part of me, because I feel like some people really misunderstand it.
Yeah.
They really do. Like, I feel like that's why, even with some people, like in my work relationships, and even in my personal relationships, I don't really think they get it. And I try to, well, people that know me, they know how I am, right? So let's say I'll take P. I don't want to, you know, put her name out on right now. I'll ask her first before I start, you know, saying anything. Like, but let's take her, for example. She knows that if I'm not saying nothing, it ain't got nothing to do with her. And it took us some time to get to that, right? So if I'm not saying something, if I'm real quiet, I'm not reaching out like maybe I normally would, she knows it ain't got nothing to do with her. ain't got nothing to do with you. I'm having a moment. Mm-hmm. Right? But some people don't know how to handle that. They think I'm wishy-washy. They think I'm funny acting. They think this. But people that really, really know me know I'm not funny acting at all. And that if I say that I rock out with you, I rock out with you. And that's what I learned as well with this situation. It was like, yo, Janine, you rocking out and you be going hard for people. But
I want to take this opportunity to, while we are talking about Miss P, to, this is the only way I can thank you. So I want to take a moment to let you know how grateful I am and thankful to you for, you know, and I know you don't need this thank you. I know this because I know Janine is your friend and you rock out. But as her sister, I look at you and I'm so grateful to you because you were there. So I just want to send this really personal message for everyone to hear that I appreciate and I'm thankful to you, Miss P, for being so amazing and being there for Janine. And I hope you can receive it. Thank you very much, Miss P. I really appreciate you. Sorry. I just had to say what it was in my heart, Janine. I was like, oh my.
You know. Mm. Yeah, like a straight trooper, like get out her bed at 5 something in the morning to make sure I can get to work. And her daughter, you know, I consider her like my niece. I call her my niece all the time, but yo, she'll even text me sometimes in the afternoon, be like, hey, yo, did you find a way home? Did you make it home? You know, even my ex-husband, right?
Can I give him a shout out to you?
No, you know, he was like, yo, you need a ride, you need an Uber. Like, I mean, making meals and bringing them to the house and stuff, or coming to the house and making meals. Like, all of that kind of stuff.
Shout out to you too, sir.
Like, I really had people, you know, really come through. Like, my other homegirl took me, you know, to my surgery and last minute came and got me, you know, from work. I just feel like I really can see sometimes, like I said earlier, when you're sitting down, when you sit your ass down long enough.
God says, Janine, you need to sit your ass down.
Ass down.
And just receive this kindness is about to come your way. Just receive.
If you, girl, remember I kept saying for weeks, for months. Do you remember I kept saying, I feel like something's gonna happen. I feel like somebody's coming. Here.
Yeah, you have been
somebody.
That.
Remember, yeah. I kept saying, I was like, something's going to happen. I just don't know what it is, but something's going to happen. Somebody's coming here, somebody's coming back into my life. Something is happening, and I just don't know what it is. Remember that? I would even go home
and start
on my
cleaning.
Break.
Yep. Yeah.
Remember? And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to clean out my refrigerator. Shit, that, you know, it's been a minute.
Who wants to do that shit? Way. I'm just curious.
Like, So I'm like, I would go home, like on my break, I'd be cleaning out my refrigerator. I'm like, I don't know why. I don't know what it is. Remember, I was like, and yeah, I'd be doing like weird shit. Like, you know what? I'm gonna go home on my break and I'm gonna clean my oven. Like, what the fuck? Who does this on their break? Like, you know, it was, I can't really explain it. Like, I was like, what the hell? I don't know, but something's gonna happen. Something's going down. Someone's coming back into my life. I just couldn't figure it out. And then I was always on the go too. Right? I was always on the go. I was like, oh, I have to go here. I have to go there. I got to take care of this. I got to do that. And What's crazy is that even with me being as busy as I was, I never really felt accomplished. I always had something to do, but I was always like, what am I doing?
Well, I imagine this wasn't the thing. This wasn't the thing you was hoping for, the person you was expecting.
This is not what I was expecting. I was looking for some love. You know, I was looking for this is not, I don't know. But that doctor that did my surgery.
Oh, so are you thankful to have a piece of eye candy who did your surgery?
Honey, thank you. I was like,
can I get your number when we're all done with this?
Well, looking at his ring, for like, I don't think I see a ring, but I have been fooled before.
Probably can't wear medals. Lord, really? This is the first time you ever said he was good looking. Was he the same person who was in the emergency room? Or he was the same guy?
I can't remember. If I'm being real honest, I can't remember. I was so damn out of it. Like, I wouldn't know who the hell was touching on me. Like, honey, someone could have really got it in. I mean, I'm not there.
Let's be thankful for clear sight now.
Right? Like, oh, wow, you always like this? Why
is he young? Like, oh, my God. Oh, I know we're digressing, but is he young?
He does look a little young, but maybe our age, I don't know. He's just nice looking. And then he was like, you know, I've had the same surgery, so I get it. And
I bullshit. Was looking at him like, that would have been me like,
I don't know.
Sure.
No, but he really did. Like, even the other doctors was talking about it. Like, you had the same thing done.
Okay.
So he really does get it. Like, he was like, yo, I even tried to drive with the foot too. And I was laughing. I was like, oh shit, he really do get it. Cause I swear to God, I tried.
Next
I tried.
Girl,
I'm gonna be looking real cute.
Dress on, some makeup.
When I first started going to the hospital, right? I didn't care what the hell I looked like. I think part of it because I was in so much pain, right? So you really see things clear when you're not hurting, right? So I was like, oh, I've always been this fine.
Lord. Oh my God. This is the first time you've said that. And I'm like, how long has it been? Yeah. Girl, I don't even know. It's the first time I've heard you say that. We're all getting all up. Do you have a follow-up appointment?
Girl, I do. Cool, yes.
You shoot your shot. Shoot your shot. Be like, so do I have any more appointments? No. Great. Can we go to lunch?
No. Like, you know. What's that time you live
right?
on?
Right?
He ain't no bro. He's definitely very, very, very rich.
It don't matter.
But it don't matter.
Love don't have color.
Hey, where you at?
When you say he ain't no bro, you mean like he ain't no bro. Okay. I was like, wait, am I misreading this?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, you're right. No, he's not a bro. But definitely nice looking. But yeah, like, you know, when I kept saying those things, I really kind of wasn't expecting this. I was just expecting, you know, I'm like, okay, I know something's going to happen. I don't know what it is. I can't put my finger on it. And I was hoping, you know, it would be exactly what I said. Like, oh, maybe my man on the way got me.
Not no random stranger and neighbors that you ain't talked to.
Yes. On the way, I gotta get it right, you know. Gotta get it right, girl. And then I went down the stairs, and I was like, "Oh,
next episode of Janine versus the stairs." The stairs won. Lord,
look, I mean, and yo, don't judge me when I say what I'm about to say, but I mean it wholeheartedly, yo. I be looking at them stairs like, wow, but. This is what else I'm going to say. No BS. Somebody that I work with, it was, dang, I was about to say it out my mouth. Girl, I caught myself. Mm-mm. Tell nobody where the hell I work at. But anyway, no, I was about to say, girl, you know, sometimes when you talk that lingo, it just comes out. And I was like, ah, oh, damn it. I was about to come out. Thank you, Lord Jesus. It didn't come out, but I would have asked you to please edit it out if it would have. But anyway, but he was looking at me on my crutches and he was like, also very nice looking, by the way. But anyway, he's looking at me on my crutches. And
oh, just like, opportunity knocking.
Can you help me? Can you hold the door? Thank you.
Okay, let me stop being childish. But anyway, he says to me, he says, wow, you poor thing. He's like, I'm so sorry. He was like, no. I was like, it's okay, because it really could have been worse. I was like, God is good. It could have been worse. Mm-hmm. And I'm not lying. I promise you, it was not even, what was it, about a week or two after that. That's when P told me about somebody she knew. Mm-hmm. Their brother went down a flight of stairs and fractured their skull and was in a coma, and they didn't know if they was going to make it or not. And so I look at my leg and I was like, well, exactly what I said. It could have been worse. Yeah. It definitely could have been worse. People have lost their lives behind going down a flight of stairs. So I just, you know, like, yeah, I'm hurt, but I'm still here to do another day. And I've learned a lot in that process, and I'm thankful for it. It sounds crazy, but you know, I broke my ankle, and even though it was very uncomfortable and very painful, I'm thankful for it because it could have been worse, and I definitely learned a lot of lessons behind it. I mean, I was already learning the lessons before it happened, but just to throw it out there, because we had a lot going on before the leg, but you know, just saying. Mm-hmm. But it definitely allowed me to sit on it.
Yeah,
literally. I did a lot of thinking. You know, and then I saw something, and this is to go back to you, because I'm gonna bring it right back to you. I thought about when you was going through your situation, and it really made me feel good for you to be like, you know what, I don't know what's gonna happen. Mm-hmm. I just know it's gonna be okay. And I saw how strong your faith was. And how you handled it. You handled it like a trooper. Because I ain't going to tell you no lie. And I think I told you that. I was like, yo.
Didn't I say that this week? Yeah. I was like, you know, I'm going to just let go and let God. I said it. Girl. And I was like, I was surprised. I surprised myself.
I don't know how it's going to happen.
I surprised myself.
And that's what I saw. I was like, wow. I said, look how we both have grown. Now, yours is through therapy. Mine is just from talking it out with you. But, you know, either way, it doesn't really matter. You know, it's getting there. You're getting there.
And I do, like, I may have it more than one on that. And I won't say it, because, like I said, I was like, not yet. But I'm like, I'm going to let go and let God and just know that everything is going to be fine. And I do want to say, I think, of all the things that I am thankful for, like, I see this year, like, moving closer to faith. Now, I'm not a big fan of that, like, the organized religion. I mean, that's why I say that. I'm not a big fan of that. But, like, it is, I don't know, I just see this year, like, a real transition into relying more onto just having faith that things are going to work out. And it's, I haven't always been like that. And I don't know if it's therapy. I don't know what that is, but thank you. Maybe, I don't know. I'm really grateful for that. I'm really grateful for that. So thank you for bringing that up, because is something I did want to kind of point out. Like, I'm really grateful for that. I don't know what this is. Maybe it's because I'm getting older. Maybe I'm just becoming more mature as I get closer to that 5-0 number. I don't know.
I don't count down.
I'm sorry. You're going to have me crying for real in a minute.
Remember that time Erica got me with that? Remember my son got me with that? When I told him about that guy?
He comes with some real good ones. He has some really good one-liners, so you're going to have to refresh my memory, because every time he hits it, it's like,
girl, that's one thing that him and have in common. Yo, they be on point with they shit. Yo, they be having me rolling in here sometimes. Well, not Enrique as much anymore, but that guy during yo, I be cracking up. And sometimes, because I know this is wrong of me, so please don't judge my parenting when I say what I'm about to say. But yo, sometimes I even let him get away with some stuff that normally I'd be like, yo, I'm about to chop you in your neck. But it'd be so funny. You can't really.
Oh my gosh. I remember. I won't even go into, but I had a. Yes, I do know.
Girl, I'd be like, any other time, I probably would be right.
Like, you're going to get the belt today, sir.
I'm funny. Yes. Mommy, like, you said what? But then, I end up laughing. So, you know, you can't really discipline them if you laughing. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't work. But yo, he gets away with some stuff that normally, hell no. And I kind of wonder, and this is like real talk. So I wonder, because I was stricter on the older ones, I kind of wonder if that's why my older son wasn't as funny. Because he was probably scared to say certain things, right? So I was like, yo, I bet you would have been even hilarious if I would have gave you a little bit more room, but boy, you would have probably been funny.
And I know this is, you know what that is? Okay. So
I want to know.
Well, it's because I think we take parenting very, very serious because of our experience, that sometimes we miss the fun in it, the joy in it, because we're so hell-bent on trying to turn out some success. Oh no, did I lose you? Not successful kids, but productive. You know what I mean? You want to set them up for success as much as you can, that when we take it so serious, but sometimes we lose sight on the fact that, yo, your kids are fun. And they can be if you just open up your eyes to that part of it.
Girl, I was doing too much. I was doing too much. Girl, I'm trying to tell you, like, I look at, and even they say that, they'd be like, oh my God, it's like, we would have never got away with
it. Now, I never heard, I don't really hear E too much, but I hear, you know, Jay more, and I'll be like, oh my God, this kid.
Girl.
He's funny.
He be so on point, and then that's what makes him so funny, is that he's so quick with it. Like, he's so quick. I'd be like, listen, I ain't gonna be running around here after you.
And he does it like it's his tone of voice, it's the what he says and it's how he says it. It's pretty fucking funny. I was like, oh my God.
Yeah, I can't remember who I was on the phone with, and he said something. He was like, did he say what he said? I was like, yeah, he did. He said it.
He's a character.
Just let him have it.
And it's so funny to see him. You know, I just I don't know. Like, I feel like throughout the years, like, I've seen him the most from him down, you know what I mean? Like, so I've got to experience more of them, but it's so funny to see him coming into his personality as he gets older. Does that make sense? Okay.
Yeah, because he was really quiet. Mm-hmm. If you remember, he was very quiet, didn't really say much. He would just be really observant, right? And at first I was like, oh yeah, he's, and I mean, I don't want to take the credit, but you know, I feel like, I feel like I have my moments where I can be really funny too, though. I'm like, yo, you get your funny bone from my ass.
You get that from your mom.
I get it. And I feel kind of bad. Like when I look at him and I think about my oldest son, I think about Q, right? Enrique, right? I think about E. And I'm like, boy, I should have let you have a little bit more room because I can only imagine, right? Because now that he's older, right? And now we actually have like adult conversations within reason because, you know, he's in his 20s, right? But I listen to him and how he talks and I'm like, yo, I find out things about him that I really did not know. And it's right. It makes me feel like, you know what? I was so hell-bent on everything else. And still, I can be like that. It's something that I really have to work on. But like, I was so focused on you got to get good grades and so focused on the house always being in some type of order.
Yeah.
Right? So I don't know if you was... No, that wasn't you. That was my friend. That was my friend A. But I was on the phone one time with my friend A and Gabe comes over here and Gabe was like, he was looking at me, right? I'm chill, right? Like the house could have been burning down. I'm like, I'm okay. I'm good. I'm in my little personal space. I'm in my bubble. I'm good. I don't know what they're doing down there. And he knows how I am because I used to really be, and I still am to a degree. I can't even front. It's something that I battle with. I will try to work on it, but I'm funny. Cause Agnes was always like, you never know who's going to come over. You never know who's going to come over. You never know who's going to come over. Right. So she was funny like that. Right. So now I be kind of like, it has to stay in some type of order. It has to stay together. It has to stay clean. Right. So it was just one weekend and I really didn't care. Like it was really looking real chaotic up in this joint. And yo, he walks in and he looks at me. I'm chilling on the bed. I'm relaxed. I'm just, you know, watching TV. He says, I kind of miss the old Janine. You would have never let us. You would have never. He was like, you would have never let us relax with clothes over there on the floor. You would have never let us relax.
Well,
with dishes. What's
this?
Sink. Like, I just. What is going on with you?
Well, the funny thing is, like, we think, you know, we spend a lot of time talking about our kids, and this is our thankfulness episode, but here's the reason why. How, like, we, and I know I can speak for both of us when it comes to this, but we are thankful to our kids because they will teach you, even when they get on your last fucking nerve, because they will do that. They will just do that. They will teach you the most. And you always think like as parents, like we're going to be teaching them, but I'm like, I don't know if that's the case. Like they will teach us the most about ourselves, about life. We are thankful to them because we see so much, we learn so much through being parents for them. You know, and that's a really big thing. Like, tell me there isn't a day that goes by that you're not thankful for them. Did I lose you? Were you just taking that in?
No.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, even when they're little shits or big shits, they will teach you.
So sometimes it takes situations that happen to humble you. With the things sometimes we take for granted, especially when your kids are young. And a recent situation really made me reflect on that. How it could have. But thank you, Father, that it wasn't.
So I think before we end this episode, I think that we owe a really big thank you. Like, as thankful as we are, could any of this be possible without? You know where I'm going, because you just said it.
Oh, God.
Thank you. That's the biggest one.
I'm just saying, you know, like Father, like Father F, especially when you know, I mean, you know, and so without me actually putting it out, you know, out there, like you've been present, the good, the bad, and the ugly, and I know how close, and I just so very, very thankful. So thankful that he protected me even when it didn't look like it. I'm so very thankful that that he opened up doors for me along the way, that he closed some doors for me along the way.
Yeah. So I do think it would be important to kind of note that everything that we do, everything that we experience, good or bad, would not be possible without God. So it's important to just kind of take a moment and say how thankful we are. And sorry for getting a little bit emotional at times, but the things that, you know, fill us with gratefulness, sometimes it can make us emotional. So we just, you know, as we move into the holidays, it's really a great time to take a beat, take stock of the year. You know, what's happened? You know, what are we thankful for? Man, what are we not so thankful for? But even in those things that we're, I don't know why this happened. I don't know why this happened. And it sucks. But I can't figure this part out. But damn, thank you for life. And thank you for letting me be here to live another day. The little things. Yeah.
Girl. I stood up my leg.
Right. I know we're moving.
I thought I was going to be an amputee.
You know what's funny? Like, do you feel, and I know we're moving towards wrap up and stuff like that, but do you feel this is the same for you? Like, the older you get, the less you want, and the more grateful you are for just even the smallest thing.
I think, absolutely. Mm-hmm. I definitely feel like you see the things that you take for granted, mm-hmm. right? And I'm going to use me. Right? I'm going to use me. I've been driving for how long?
Mm-hmm.
Right? The things you take for granted. The little things. Being able to paint my toenails. You know? It's just you're just so grateful for the little things. Grateful that, again, so, you know, we were talking about kids, but you know, grateful that my kid is not in a hospital sick. I'm not in a hospital sick. I've come close, right? So the things, it really allowed me to take a step back and look at the things that I take for granted. Like, for example, that little clip that I sent you about the cooking. I miss cooking. Why? Like, before this happened. Yeah, a little bit. I can't lie. Yo, I can't even front. Let me tell you, this is crazy, right? But you know, before this happened, right, I was letting my little Chef Boyardee be Chef Boyardee. He was doing his thing. So I was like, okay, cool, whatever. Whatever, whatever, right? Now I physically cannot really do it, right? Because I can't stand up for a long period of time. So it makes it very difficult. It makes it a little uncomfortable, right? Very uncomfortable. Very. Okay. So now I miss cooking. The things we take for granted, right? I miss around the holidays, right? I always do on the weekends and on holidays, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. period. Because during the week, we're always on the go, on the go, on the go. This place, this place. I'm relying on the school for breakfast and lunch. And then mm-hmm. all I have to do is worry about
it. Just out of convenience sake, more than anything.
Right. So, like, it just works. Right. But, you know, it's little stuff that I miss. Like, oh, you know what? I can't get up and do this and do that and do this and get this done. And no, like, God, you are really making mm-hmm. me sit this one out. And I'm
like, seriously, seriously.
Like, what? All right, fine. I get it. And again, yo, you really can see. Mm-hmm. I really want to go downstairs and hug my son.
Yeah, he's been such a trooper
in this moment. Yeah. He's been my trooper, yo. He's been like, you know, even when I want to do and I try to do, he's like,
go sit down somewhere, lady. I got it. He'd be like, sit down.
Sit down. Girl, I can't even. I don't care. He's like really been. He's been like, so if I'm trying to do something, he was like, yo, this morning, I can't even lie to you. I see what he did to me this morning. Girl, again, hilarious, right? So he gets up this morning and he was going to wash some clothes and he saw that I had washed a blanket, right? And he said, oh, so you up sneaking around here washing clothes? When I told it was like, you supposed to be asleep, but you up here washing clothes. He was like, I can't leave you. Like, I can't leave you unattended. I was like, really? But
he's been such a trooper.
Yeah, it definitely made me. He has. He really has. Like, he has.
Yeah. Well, Ousters, thank you so much for listening to this episode. We so appreciate you. And we are so thankful as we're going into the holidays. And we just thought it would be a great opportunity to take a beat and take stock of the year and talk about what we're thankful for. So I can't imagine that you're not thinking the same thing. Now is a great time to take stock and jot it down. So that way, when things look tough, you can kind of look back and say, you know what? We're going to get through it and we're going to be fine. But yeah, we really appreciate you guys. So we're thankful for you too. So we appreciate you for sticking out, being patient while we got our poop together. And of course, being patient over the last couple of weeks while Janine took time to really heal from her injury. But we're thankful to you too. Thank you for sticking with us on this journey.
And thank you guys, everyone who has been joining the Anonymous. Yeah, that was really dope too, by the way. Thank y'all.
I'm laughing.
We're going to talk about that when we get off this.
And don't. Now, listen, you guys, only for you and TikTok, we will be releasing an episode shortly. And it's a comedy of errors, limited edits, just like editing out some like echoing and stuff like that as much as I can, but very limited edits. We will use that as an episode. And then there'll be moments where you'll probably be laughing at us because for whatever reason. And we hope that you enjoy it. So y'all can look forward to laughing at us. That'll be our present to you for Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
I think we might be able to arrange it. No, this one goes out so Christmas good. Week. Or around that time.
That would be...
We shall
see. Let's drop this here.
But more, thank you so much. We appreciate you. And yes, we appreciate all the support.
Yeah, I wouldn't be able to do it without you guys. You make us, and you make us better, and you help us to grow on other levels other than just the audience. Mm. So thank you.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode. We appreciate your support, whether you're listening to our podcast or even following us on our social media pages. Please check us out on our website at www.oustnow.com, where you can find out where you can listen, all those platforms that we're available on. Don't forget to leave us a message with feedback.